Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 310. Today is Saturday, September 17th, 2022. Or if you're over here in Aussie land, it is Sunday, the 18th of September. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my zombie flamingo co-host, Niecy.
Hello. One of those.
Hello. It's very cute. We were just saying, Russ, Mr. Brighto One, your husband, had sorted that one. It's very cute. I love it.
Yes. And... yes. He did all the emotes for my channel. He's better at the digital art things. I'm better at the tangible art things that you can touch. So
nice. He also did all the Twitch, what do we call them? Twitch emotes?
Emotes.
So those of you in here, words are hard. Anyway,
in the chat.
Thank you. Those are words. Apologies. I have been sick. The brain still has not kicked in. But yeah, there are new ones that have been added and updated. So you guys in chat can have some fun with some of those new ones. They were all done by Mr. Bright 01. Russ, thank you. We love all the things that he does. The things that I ask him to do. He mostly
the things that I spring on him and be like, hey, you think you could do this?
It's great.
And he just looks at me with like this blank look on his face like, what?
It's greatly appreciated. Anyway, welcome chat room. We've got Fair, Chris, Niecy's here, we've got Dave DeHunter, Taco, Mrs. Rock Guru, Tybar, and Rudd. Hey guys, welcome. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate you giving of your time to come hang out with Niecy and I. So I've changed my angle. Sorry, I'm trying to work out the best angle for the video, for the cam. So I've changed it up a little bit. So apologies if it still seems a bit weird. Chris, thank you. Thank you, woman. 100 bits, that's lovely. She's got Aussie internet today. We understand.
Very much so.
But thank you for the bits. That's lovely. And Mrs. Rock Guru also resubscribed for 36 months, guys. That's amazing. Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Alrighty. We thought we would do some Dragonflight beta chat because, again, you know, they're putting out different bits and pieces, and we thought we'd have a look at it. And we've both dived into beta this week. So what did you find? Mine was limited, but I have some thoughts. But you hit us with the things that you have found for the testing that you've done.
I didn't have I'm not sitting in beta like every waking moment, guys. So I'm not going to have every little nuance worked out. There's going to be some stuff that you're going to have to figure out with scouts when you get in there. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of getting a broad overview of what could be potentially an issue that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
That being said, one of our other testers, Annette, had done some pacifist testing for us, mm-hmm. and I hadn't had the time to. We had another person come in, Two Shanks joined the test team, so he did some more in-depth bloodthirsty stuff, so I can move on to a different challenge. So I took another look at pacifist as well. Yeah. I don't play pacifist in-depth as some of you do. I'm mostly focused on the gathering aspects instead of the questing aspects. So I went in, I was like, well, let's take a look at professions. You know, I'm curious because mm-hmm. I looked at some of her info and I was like, oh, so I wanted to see if I could either confirm or go against what she said. She had some concerns about pacifists getting through the beginning area of Waking Shore, I didn't have a problem. It was scary for sure. Now, I did have green gear on because for testing, it just makes it faster to get through stuff.
Yeah.
I was able to get through Waking Shore, the plains place whose name escapes me at the moment, but it's big and long and drawn out, and Azure Span.
Yep.
Without getting a kill credit on foot. Like, I was on a ground mount. I never got a kill credit running through there. Dumb luck, don't know. Beta, don't know. But I did manage to do it. So, and I was picking stuff and mining stuff along the way, and I didn't get a kill credit.
Was there many people around?
There was a good number of people through Waking Shore, and that terrified me because the road that you have to take, spoilers, leave now, is very windy, and there's lots of hostiles on the edge of it, and there's some NPCs engaging them, so I just kind of like held my breath and ran.
Yeah.
I do think I entered combat in one spot, but I just kept going and hit the first quote-unquote hub where there's a flight point. And I got out of combat, and I was okay. Right. I didn't have any kill credit. So I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. Because we weren't sure if you were really going to have dragon riding to get through there on a pacifist, but I was okay.
Yeah.
At that point in time, again, we need to asterisk this. It is beta. Beta does what beta does. This could change by time it goes live.
Exactly.
Just precursor.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, let's take a look at fishing. Because I saw a fishing trainer just as you come in to the Waking Shore and get off the boat. They're like right there to the side. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, learned fishing. You can learn Dragon Isles fishing at level 58. It's 95 gold at the moment.
Okay.
I was like, let's see what we fish up. I started getting gray gear out the wazoo. Almost every other cast or every two casts was gray gear. And I was like, ooh. And it was wearable gray gear. It wasn't just, oh, this is something cruddy, just a vendor. You could put it on.
Okay.
And the item level on it was decently high. And I was like, oh,
all right. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was worth a fair bit of gold at that level. And I was like, oh, okay. It was ranging from like 2 gold and change to like 8 gold and change. And I was like, all right. This feels like Boralus used to be.
Yeah.
Now, when I trained Dragon Isles fishing, I was getting points in it sitting there fishing.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I wonder. I actually broke my beta for a few minutes, or at least I thought I did, because my dumbass forgot that you can't learn professions until level 5. So I made a level 1 human, and I was like, I want to see. So, because, you know, we could take level 1s when you could learn professions at level 1 to Boralus and just start fishing right away to get money, and my dumb brain forgot, and I'm like, let's go. I made a level 1 human, ran down to Stormwind, boat showed up, didn't do any of the precursor quests, hopped on the boat, got into Waking Shore. There was nobody there, and I'm like, what happened? Where's all the NPCs? And I'm like walking around, and I like went up the hill. There's nothing. There's nobody. No trainers. No nothing. No players. I'm like,
okay.
What? About 5 minutes later, I got DC'd, came back, and I was back on the boat. And I was like, oh, okay. So maybe that was just really bad lag. And I got off the boat, and everybody was there. I was like, okay. I didn't completely fork my beta. So I got off the boat, ran up to the trainer, and I'm like, oh, right. I have to be level 5.
Sounds like something.
I was like, damn it. So I hearthed back to Stormwind, did some quests real quick, got to level 5, came back. I only had base fishing. I did not have Dragon Isles fishing because you can't learn it until 58. Yep. I could fish. It was fine.
Okay.
I was fishing up stuff from out there. I was fishing up the fish from out there. Yep. I was fishing up gear that was close to the level 5's level that she could wear. And I was like, oh,
okay,
that's fascinating.
Interesting.
That the gray gear is sort of kind of scaling to your level as you're fishing it out. That's okay. Sure.
Positive.
I don't fish much. So to me, this was new. I was like, all right. So I was also fishing up a few other little tidbits that surprised me. There was a fish that gave a buff to fishing. Wasn't a character stat buff. It just raised your fishing level by 5 but you have to use the fish to make it happen. So don't do that, guys.
Yeah.
Don't do that, please. I also fished up some currency.
Yeah.
That looks like you can trade in with an NPC for something. I couldn't find the NPC. I don't know where they were. I tried looking it up and it's like, oh, unknown. And I'm like, thanks, Wildhead.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, maybe they're not in yet. I think some people did find him, but I wasn't going to dig that deep yet. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. So I've got things to do here. And I also fished up a pack of Dark Moon Fair cards. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Like, this is weird, but okay. And that was at level 5.
Were they, they're not, like, soulbound or anything?
I don't remember. I'll have to go back and check. Okay. It said combine ace through whatever to make a deck. And I was like, oh.
They...
Okay.
Yeah, they should not be, which...
Yeah, I don't think it was. It was a blue item that I fished up, because Russell was standing behind me, and we were both like, what? He goes, did they bring the Dark Moon Fair cards back from fishing? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
So that would be very interesting on being able to fish up on your pacifist or your working man, and also then be able to make some gold on the character. So, you know, so that's really intriguing.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's different. They have put in some new profession journals. They are not like the journals we have in Live.
Yep.
Fishing now has a journal. I don't know what's supposed to be there, because it doesn't look implemented, or I haven't found the thing that triggers it yet. But when you open it, it takes up like your entire screen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? And it looks like there's a spot for a fishing pole and then gear next to it. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. And it was just kind of blank. And I'm like, okay, so I guess we'll figure that out later. But that was new. There's new profession journals for herbing and for mining. And I was very confused by this. And then I actually sat there and started reading the things and got concerned by what I was reading. So... we'll get to that in just a second. I did look into archaeology, though. No archaeology in Dragon Isles. Yeah. Apparently, I missed this interview, but because, you know, head in the sand and all. But apparently, Ian did an interview back in May or something that said they weren't going to bring new archaeology in because they weren't happy with it and they need to rework it.
Which they've been archaeology... saying for, like, 2 expansions, so I really wish they'd get their fingers out and get it sorted.
Like, this would have been the expansion to do it. I think they really missed an opportunity here, since we're in here with the Explorers League, and it would have been a great tie-in to revamp it, but
exactly.
I guess they've been busy.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's still in the game, though, in beta. It you can still, at level 60, go around and hit nodes in Eastern Kingdoms, and I was, in fact, getting XP from surveying.
Okay.
So it's still there. It's still a thing. It's still doable. It's just they haven't updated it for anything new this expansion.
Same old, same.
Okay. So looked at herb picking and mining next. And I was like, okay, let's see. I did find a mining trainer and a herbalist trainer. Yep. In Waking Shore, they were in 2 different locations, though.
Okay.
The first one was in the first hub. Mining was in the first hub that you come into right after getting off the boat and up the road. Mm-hmm. The other one's a bit deeper into the zone. Ruby Life Pools, I think, was the name of the hub where the herbalist was. None of the people in Stormwind would give me anything Dragon Isles training related. I had to go there to train it.
Okay.
So I was looking for the nodes, and I'm like, okay. I actually have a funny story about something I submitted a bug report for, which turned out to not be a bug, but just me being dumb. And so I'm going around and I'm trying to find the ore. The ore is a little hard to see, but I did notice, and now I don't know if this is a beta thing or if they've changed it, but the aura or the halo around the gatherable nodes was orange. It was like a dark burnt orange instead of the light gold yellow like it is now. And I was like, oh, that makes it easier to find. And because when I was in Bastion, the the damn aura around the flowers is the same color as the grass. And I'm like, Blizzard.
Yeah.
I can't find it. I don't know if this is like a background flower or if it's actually there for me to pick. I mean, I know we have the dots on the map, but sometimes I was standing on the dot and looking right at the flower. I'm like, where is it?
Yeah.
So that was helpful. I did like that. Especially because a couple of the zones are very dark. They have like a darker color palette, so it makes it easier to see them.
Yeah.
For me. Now, mining, I didn't find any of the didn't find any of the special nodes that were listed in the journal. I did find the regular mining node, and I think I maybe saw two different ones, or maybe it was one and a second thing just popped off of it. Yeah. But mining was okay. It was interesting. I did notice between mining and flower picking, I said to Russell, I was like, wait, do you see this? And he goes, what? I said, come look at my chat. I was like, what is this? And he goes, what? In the chat, because I have it turned on to show me what I'm doing in chat when I do professions,
yeah,
it popped up what I looted.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a diamond next to it. And I was like, the hell is this? There was a quality indicator of what I had just gathered. And I was like, what does this mean? I don't quite know the significance of this yet, but it was like in the shape of a little diamond. And it was either like a bronze or a copper color. It was like a dark brownish copper color is the only way I can describe it. Like a penny.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And I don't know if that was based off of what my skill was when I looted it, because my skill was still very low.
Yeah.
But it seems like as you skill up, I don't know if the quality is going to change. It looked like the color changed in the journal next to the items.
Okay.
Like when I first started looking at the journal, they were all this like weird copper color symbol next to them. And then when I got to a certain point mining, the journal looked like it flipped over to like a yellowy color next to the what I could mine. And but I don't know if it had quite changed over to what I was looting yet. So I was a little confused about what was going on there. Something that we'll have to look at more. Okay. It might not mean anything to us, but I just thought it was interesting.
Okay.
And definitely different. Now, here's where I got really confused. The journal talks about, oh, if you take this specialization or you've specialized in this with mining, you can get X type of nodes. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? I didn't see anything about specializing when I talked to the mining trainer. I don't know if this is something that happens at 70. I don't know. Maybe you have to get to a certain point in your mining for this to become an option.
Yeah.
It was interesting. If it happens at 70, it doesn't mean anything to us. Mm-hmm. If it happens before then we have to pay attention, because it talked about you could overload a node and certain things would happen. And I'm like, oh, what do we mean? One of them talked about, you know, a portal opening if you were a certain specialization and you could go somewhere else and mine the things. And I'm like, uh-huh. Another thing talked about, you know, oh, well, if this happens, this is going to show up. And if you kill this, then you get more ore or something. And I was like,
yeah, no.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Now, to be clear, every time I mined and every time I picked a flower, no hostile spawned.
Okay.
The normal nodes, let me put it that way. I never found the special nodes for the mining in the time that I had to look. So I don't know the full story there, but something that you really are going to want to scout and be very careful with until we understand it more.
Mm.
Now, when I was flower picking, this is another story altogether and scared the bejesus out of me. I was running around and I was looking at the flower journal because we didn't have a flower journal before. It was just learn the thing. And I was like, okay, but now we have a journal. And it showed me the nodes that I could pick.
Yep.
And it showed me the terrain that I could find them in, which I thought was very interesting. Mm, and I was like, oh,
helpful.
I think it might have said that for the mining one too, but I noticed it more with the flowers.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, this is, it didn't say what zones, it just said what type of terrain. So I was like, okay, I guess these four flowers are it for, mm-hmm. for the expansion. It's like, all right. And I was going around picking flowers and I'm like, okay. And then I started reading the bottom of the journal. I was like, oh, this one talked about the same sort of special nodes that you could come across, but didn't talk about needing a specialization for things to happen. And I was like, what do you mean? So I didn't quite understand it. And I'm like, well, how do you know what's a special node or not? And I was so confused, and it was late when I was trying to do this. Yeah. And maybe my brain was just overloaded at this point, but I'm running around and I got into the plains zone and I was trying to find flowers that I could get to without too many mobs near me or triggering mm-hmm. something. And I saw a flower on the shore and I was like, oh, let me just swim across and grab it. There's hostile fish in the water in that zone, you guys. So be very careful getting in the water. Yep. The water did not buff me though. So, hey, plus we don't have the Bastion okay. water buff to deal with.
Excellent.
But I could swim across, but something wanted to eat me and was doing a very fine job of trying to do that while I was in my green gear. If I had been in yep. white gear, I would have been dead. So I was like, okay. Got out of there, waited a couple of seconds. He disengaged from fighting with me. So I'm like, all right, let me just take another couple steps back to this flower node. The flower node looked different. It looked normal, but there was an extra thing on it.
Okay.
It had like little windswept swirlies around it. And I was like there was like, I don't know, like clouds around it. And it was called a windswept and then windswept and then type of flower. And I was like, what? So I wasn't paying full attention and I really wish I had been. So I was like, yeah, whatever. So I went to loot it and all of a sudden I was back in the water and I was like, what? And okay. and the fish was biting my ass again and I'm trying to get out of the water and I'm like, what is happening? So then when I got out of the water, I noticed I had like swirly wind around my hands and my feet and then it vanished before I could figure it out further. And I was like, oh, so that just happened. And I looked back at the journal and there is a node called Windswept. And apparently when you loot that, it has it may pop you up into the air. So I'm like, oh, that could be a problem. And I was like, right. So when you're looting flowers, you're going to have to be really careful about looking at the name of the flower to make sure you really want to loot that one.
Okay. So no blindly going on a zone out flower hunt because
yeah, don't do that.
You probably end up dead. Okay. All right.
Probably got to pay attention. And I was like, this is not something you can just be like, oh, flower. Oh, flower.
Yeah.
No. Don't do that.
Okay.
I did find another special node that really confused me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you overload a node, but there seems to be a way to do it. I don't know if you're supposed to attack it. I don't know if you're supposed to like drop an AoE down on it. I don't understand what this means, but there's one in the journal that says something about an overload. I don't remember the full name of it. Frost, ice, something or other. And I'm like, okay, Well, I got to Azure Span, which is kind of like a cross between Winter Spring Storm Peaks and someplace else. It was in Grizzly Hills. It kind of looked like a combination of all three, to be perfectly okay. honest. It's very dark, there's snow and stuff, and I found a flower node that was kind of had like a dark blue icy kind of thing happening around it, animation. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay, this must be one of those special ones. So I was paying attention a little bit more now and very cautiously trying to figure this out. I'm like, well, how do you overload it? Because the thing in the journal says if you overload it by breaking the ice, then you can run around over top of the ice crystals and gather more flowers. And I was like, oh, I need to see if breaking this ice block counts as a kill, because that could be a problem. I wasn't able to overload the node. When I went to gather it, it just gathered it like normal.
Okay.
And, however, there was no ice shards to run over, but there was like a frost ring that showed up under my feet. And I was like, okay. So I was like, well, let me try to run around the ice ring, and it kept knocking me off my feet and stunning me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, wait, what's this? To access Overload ability, you need to unlock it via the Master of Element specialization path. Okay, Omnia, thank you. We'll have to look into that and see what what happens to do that. But, you know, be careful with the ice ones, because they kept knocking me off my feet, and I couldn't run until the circle was finished. It took a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to make a quick getaway, it isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a talent thing. Oh.
Professions. Yeah.
Talent system.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have to look more into that as beta goes on. Like I said, this was just a really quick overview. I did not have a chance to look at cooking. I did find the cooking trainer in Waking Shores, and he was really cute. He looked like a cauldron, which really confused me, because I'm like, a cauldron's going to teach me how to cook, and I clicked on it, and then he became like that cooking pet that looks like the stove, and then he's like cooking stuff while I'm talking to him.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was cute, but I didn't actually have the chance to look at, thank you, Alminia. I didn't have the chance to really look too much into cooking. I just ran out of time. And then the next night when I went to go look further into stuff, beta servers were down. They like to go down on Wednesday night for like 3 hours or something. For me, I guess they're putting new builds in. I'm like, why can't we do this on Tuesday? And I was in the middle of like five other projects. So I'm like, I'll come back later.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was about as far as I really got looking at profession wise. And the profession stuff can kind of transfer over to Working Man as well.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a lot to be cautious of, and definitely a lot more we're going to have to look at in depth for those two challenges.
Yes.
But it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I did manage to sit down and jump in, and great timing, as always. So there was only one server up. Every other server was down. There was one server up, and I was like, okay.
And that's interesting.
This is weird. I'll go make a character.
Yeah, there's like been two or three.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go make a Night Elf Hunter. I'm going to make a Working Man. That way I can go and test some killing stuff. I can do, you know, we'll just play around. I'll just have a play around. So I log in. I'm level 70. And I'm like, this is not what I was expecting. And I'm in Stormwind. Okay, right, I'm all in green gear. Excellent, fine. Let me go change. Let me go find something that I can do. Can I get over to the new zone and see if there's some gear? No, they had shut off all access to that. So I was like, okay. And then I'm reading through general chat. And all they've done is they've shut off all access to basically anything to get to Dragon Isle. And what Blizzard wanted was people to be raid testing. Testing dungeons, testing raids. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm here to test.
That's fascinating.
For Working Man. And I have a level 70 in green gear, and I cannot find how I'm going to get some gear that will help me. So I ran around for about half an hour trying to figure out how am I going to do this. I ended up going back to the male guy in, where was it, Dwarven District, and got myself some, just, you know, just the level 26 or whatever it is, item level male gear. Swapped all that out. Then I had to go find myself a bow, because, you know, I'm a bow girl. So I did the same thing. I ran around, and then I was like, no, just stay in Stormwind, find something. Because I couldn't get to Dragon Isles, I don't know what vendors are there. I don't know if there's other things. So then I had to pick up professions, because I was running this one as a Working Man. So I'm like, I've got no professions. I was like, okay. So I had to run around and pick up, you know, so I did the mining, herbing, fishing and cooking, which of course I got all of that in Stormwind. And then I decided, well, I'd have a look around, and that gives you all the, what do they call it, classic level. So you yes. know how we've got your Shadowlands fishing, and which pisses me off. Like, just make it fishing. Just yeah. stop changing.
Why
to
do we have it set for like each expansion? Just let us learn the thing and then just take us exactly. up through the thing. And then if we're fishing in that area, give us the points for that thing. Yeah. Like, just so, make it like straight fishing.
That's it. Like, we don't need a fishing for every single friggin' expansion. So, no. But anyway, I just decided I would go out into the world and just start. Because I was level one, like I couldn't do what I wanted to do because Blizzard had shut everything off. So I thought, well, let me fly around Elwynn and let me see what I can find and just have a look. I must admit, really not a fan of the UI.
No,
trying to find stuff,
becoming a thorn in my side.
Within that was most annoying. I ended up just leaving the default the way that they've got it, like the new of having the UI all down here, not the classic mode. But we will talk about that another time, because mm-hmm. that's its own kettle
that's
of fish.
A show in its own
yes.
self.
So I decided I'd go out, so I made sure I had turned on, you know, for the mining nodes, for the herbs, just so I knew where I was going. But I found, and I don't know if I can change this, and I struggled trying to find it within the UI stuff, was there was no sparkle. I had no sparkle. Like, I'm standing like you in Bastion looking for a herb. I'm in Elwynn standing on top of a bloody peace bloom and I couldn't see it. There was no sparkly stuff. So
yeah, see, I haven't seen the sparkles in a while.
I'm
the
not
stuff in
happy.
Bastion for me in retail has like a faint yellow, like
yeah.
pale white yellow glow to it on the edges of it, but there it doesn't sparkle for me. I don't know if it's something in like the accessibility settings that I
don't
need to
know.
Look at.
I looked,
but I know in beta it's like a dark orange now.
Yeah, I went through all like the beta, and you know you can type in to search for stuff. So I was searching. I was like, sparkles. I was like, how do I turn this on? So I don't know. I don't know if there's something there and I couldn't find it. But it really, really annoyed the crap out of me because I struggled, and obviously, like, my eyesight is not the best either. But I can understand for those of us with issues with you know, seeing stuff, I was just like, oh damn, this is not
yeah
you know,
like I've been really
not
confused
happy, so.
Because they've been doing stuff to like add more changeability and customization ability in there, but yet then something that seems so simple that should be there that
yeah.
has been there for an accessibility option seems to have vanished, and
it's...
I'm like, did we just not put it
yeah.
back in yet?
And
did we take it out?
I must admit, I did put in a couple of reports about, in particular, the UI, not
mm-hmm.
being able to find things, and also about the sparkles, because I couldn't see it. Like, after 30 minutes of going through trying to figure out how to find it, and I couldn't find it, I gave up. And by that stage, I was cranky. I was fed up. Because what I wanted to do, I couldn't do, so I had to change direction. And then I changed direction on playing a level 70 working man, which was pointless because I wasn't getting XP. I couldn't, you know, what I wanted to do, I couldn't do anything. So it really, really was frustrating.
Infuriating.
So, but again, we've got a lot more
profession stuff to look at.
Yeah.
Which we'll do.
It takes time to look at professions because you kind of have to level your way through it. And you and I have not had a plethora of free time at the moment. We're trying.
Yeah.
But, you know, if anybody else has beta access and wants to hop on the team, please reach out to the two of us and we'll get you sorted.
Yeah.
Because we're down to three testers at the moment because our other one has life stuff going on and they're going to be away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long beta is going to go. So we kind of have this like...
Exactly.
Oh, we need to like hurry up and get the shit done. But if they've moved on to specific forced of raid and dungeon testing, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh no.
Well, it is a concern. But at the same stage, we can only do what we can do. And if Dragonflight hits out and everything's, we don't know, then we just have to work through things. Exactly. I mean, you know, we know this happens. So just be prepared that... you guys might have to do some real life testing if Dragonflight comes out soon. And we know it's going to be out by the end of the year. Like,
I don't think servers are going to be ready day, or the trackers are going to be ready day one. It's going to take us like maybe a couple of weeks just to get everything sorted and see what it looks like live. So that way we give Zaya and Rudd and Nat the best opportunity for success to make everything smooth when they come back up. But they will come back up. It's just probably not going to be like day one.
We will see. I had put in I had asked Blizzard team for some beta keys because that is a thing that they are doing with a lot of streamers people and funny about that, I got no response. So anyway, we will see if I get some. I said if I get some keys I'll certainly, you know, throw out to the community. We'll just do whichever, but again, I know that there's other people that have got them. I think they're trying to do them in some here, maybe some next week. I don't know. And they said that they were going to do it for big and small streamers. And it's like, so I don't know. But I have asked. And if I get some, you know, we'll definitely be giving them away to people interested.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, you know, and we understand that, you know, not everybody has time to get in there and do this. We barely have time to get in there and do this, but that's why we understand it.
Yeah.
So any help at all is still a help to us. It lets us look a little more deeper into some things that have us going,
And
so, you know, it does help a bit. And thanks to Two Shanks, we've found out a lot.
Yeah.
Or at least I did of more in-depth Bloodthirsty stuff because I was having trouble accessing the One Zone. I didn't do anything dragon riding related. I was trying to figure it out without the dragon riding. And I could get most places, but I couldn't get to the last zone. And I think that might be dragon riding accessible only, but I'm not certain. I couldn't find a ground way to get in there, and it wasn't for lack of trying. I took 2 hours one night trying to find a way into that damn zone, including swimming around the entire outer edge of it and realizing that it's all cliffs.
Yeah.
So that kind of pissed me off, but I'm like, but you know, it's something that we had to do to figure out. It helps. The more information, the more the people think different ways of looking at stuff. They bring their own play style into how they approach the challenge. It all helps.
Yeah.
It really does. And if you can only get into PTR and you see stuff from Dragon Flight in PTR, that's fine. Look at that too. And then just, you know, shoot us an email or something.
Yeah.
That still helps.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't have hundreds, tens of people or hundreds of people to test this stuff.
No, so, we don't.
Again, you know, we can only do what we can do, and we will just see how it goes with, you know, with when it comes out, etc. You know, if Blizzard would just make sure that when
it would be nice
able to get in, that we can have a little bit of, you know, being able to copy, like I couldn't even copy any tunes over. Like what I wanted to do was to copy over my working man, my high level working man, so I could play, and I couldn't. So it was a bit frustrating that I spent nearly 2 hours and I felt like I got nothing done because of, you know, trying to sort all these things. That just was a bit of a headache. But anyway, look, we'll get there.
We're getting some information for you, but yeah, I mean, do be aware that when servers go live, see, this is why it's good to level a normal, because then you can look at everything and it doesn't matter if you die, and then you have an idea of what you're walking into on your challengers, and then you can report back stuff that you've found to our Discord or to our forums, and then we have a more broader database of information to pull from to get stuff sorted and deal with any issues that we come across.
Yeah. And, you know, again, we all play different things. There's many challenges and, you know, we can't test them all. So, so just please, you know, just remember we can only do what we can do. But
yes,
whatever happens, we know Dragonflight's coming. Stuff will happen, and we'll get there. All right, well, that was our fun in beta, and we'll do another one in probably about a month's time. See, you know, what changes have happened, because they're always, every time I bring up the Battle.net, there's another Dragonflight beta download.
I was happy to see that this week, though, when servers on Tuesday, that my UI setup had not been removed. Because for a couple of weeks there, they kept futzing with the UI build, and every time I loaded back in my UI setup that took me screwing. Like almost a half an hour to sort, so that I was happy with it, was gone, and I had to redo it again. Yeah. It didn't do that this time. And you can save your UI setup and just click it and then
just go. Remember, people, that when Dragonflight hits and we've got all these things, and when you log in to your toon and you go to do, or you create a new toon and you're like, oh, I need to go and do all this, the UI is so completely different to what we have been used to for 17 years. Like, it is so different that
we'll have to take screenshots and do a show just on the UI.
Yeah, because it is really, like, there is so many options. They've changed a lot of things. It is very different. So
it's just overwhelming.
Be prepared that you may have to log in and then you're going to spend an hour trying to sort shit out for your tune.
Yeah, and then finding where they've moved everything in the menus. They've moved a couple options around into menus that don't make sense to me. But a lot of people were really confused about that too in the chat from what I was
Thank
seeing.
You, Chris. Yeah, exactly. You guys are not prepared for the UI. Not. But I think we will do that. I think we will definitely do a screenshot and just do a basic run through, just for those of you that have not seen it, that we can give you just a rough idea of what it looks like, how it is, the things that you're looking at, because it is very, very different. So
not necessarily, Zaya. There's an option where you can set it up and you can save it, and you can either save it to that specific tune or you can just generally save it. And then when you log into a different character and you go to edit your UI options, there's a drop-down box that gives you like a classic, default, a modern setup, and then you'll see where your saved ones are, and then you can click the saved one. So it's really like your first challenge tune setup that you're gonna do is gonna be the most lengthy.
Yeah. So again, look, we might look at doing that soon, Nisi. Get some screenshots. Yes. I have
you got to it.
Figure out where my screenshots have been saved. I've taken many. I can't find them. They're somewhere on the computer.
Yeah, I wasn't taking them through the in-game UI. I was just taking them just through Windows screen capping, and yeah, I was like, this will be easier. I'll just cut down the photo so that my second monitor is not in there.
I probably should have did that, but yeah. I'm so used to just running around in game and going print screen. Like, so.
Took me forever anyway, to figure out how to drop my UI off the screen, though. I didn't remember that it was keybound, because I've had it keybound for ages in my retail setup, and I didn't change it after I set it.
Yeah.
Forgot I had moved it to that key, and I'm like hitting that key in beta. I'm like, why isn't my UI dropping? Because I was trying to take a screenshot of a background, and I'm like, well, what is happening? And then I had to go into keybinds, and I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will definitely do some talking about that to come. All right. Well, I think we've spent enough time on the fun that we've had in beta this week. What have you been up to other than that,
it's slowing down a bit for me. I'm only working on two challengers right now, which feels weird but is good in a way, because the warrior's taking a bit of time to get through for Bloodthirsty, and I can actually slow down my leveling on her and spread it out across a couple of days instead of trying to sit there for like 6 hours and cram it into one day. So I got the warrior this week, the warrior Bloodthirsty, to 57, and I have a working man I'm kind of fussing around on, and they hit 57 as well. So it was a quiet week for me, all things considered, as far as WoW is concerned.
I think you're allowed to have this quiet because, you know, again, you've been busy leveling many alts this expansion.
Three more weeks, and then WoW vacation starts.
Yeah.
To a degree. Like, retail vacation starts. I'll still be doing other stuff, but I will be taking a challenger break and probably a retail break for a while.
Yeah, that's fair. That is completely fair enough. All right, let's have a look. News. Where's my little bumper?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, so a couple of things. Congratulations to Meanie Beanie on becoming our sixth Shadowlands Green Man champion. A reminder, they're an allied race, so there is no write-up for them. But again, congratulations, sixth Green Man. Wow. Amazing. So congratulations on that. And also, a reminder, Brewfest starts on Tuesday. We are at Brewfest already, guys. It's crazy. So that starts Tuesday, September 20th, and that will go through to October 6th. So for some bonus XP time, it's a good time. So Fair's like, yay, Brewfest, which is awesome. All right, so keep an eye on that. Okay, so now one of the things. So we are nearly towards the end of September, which means we've got October, and Halloween is coming.
Yes,
which
it is
very exciting. So I had asked Russ to look at doing a couple of things for me. So we have got some WoW Challenges Halloween designs that are up on the spreadsheet on our store. So just to show you what we've got, hang on, let me just refresh. Okay, so we have got, at the moment, I've only got them on cups, but if you guys are interested in, I can change them to adding onto the shirts. So they are there. So this is the first one. This is this is so cute. This one's got the outline on it, and then there's another one that has no outline on it. So there's two like different ones. Which is, that one will be the no outline, I think. And
yeah, like, so one will look better on a dark colored background, and then the other one will look better on a light colored background. Yeah. So there's two versions.
And then this is the Headless Horseman.
Which, again, same thing. There's the one with the outline, which is this one. And then the next one you see will be the one without. So we've got two Halloween designs now, which are up on the shop. And I think I just did cups and tote bag, etc. I've just kept it very basic, but I will add in some shirt options as well. For there, I wasn't going to do Halloween for absolutely everything, but if there's something that you're like, oh my god, I need it in that, let me know, because then I'll make it available. It's just, you know, there's so much on the Spreadshirt store that gives you lots of different options. But again, Russ, thank you, love, we've got our own little Halloween challenges designs, which is fantastic. So very, very cute. So I'm going to leave them there so they'll just scroll through so you can have another look at them. They're super cute. The other thing is there is a promo on the shop from the 23rd, and excellent, the neighbor is mowing. Yay! So there is a Spreadshirt promo from September 23rd to the 26th, and there's 20% off everything in the shop. All right, so if you're after something cool, we've got our normal designs, we've got the Christmas designs, and now we've got some Halloween designs. Because I don't know how long postage, you know, so hence why let you know we've got them now, just in case if you want to get something for Halloween, you know, it's there. All right, now the other thing is there will be no show next week. I'm going to take a week off, so we will be back on October the 1st. So no show for next week. Okay, all right. Okay, state of the challenges. Let's go. How has the week been? Nisi, Irons, what have we got?
Well, Irons had a little bit of a rough week, so let's go here. 10th this week was Hunters at 30. 9th, Lufer Iron, 31. 8th, Iron Fatty, 31, but RIP.
Okay.
7th, Zodiac, 33, lost to the Nether. 6th was Hunter Sixer Ox, I think. It's a little odd how that's spelled. I don't know if I said it right.
Yeah.
They're level 33 as well. 5th, Hunta Bunta, 37, but RIP.
Oh.
4th, Zaya Nawa at 38.
Mm-hmm.
3rd, Pink Toe Beans at 38. 2nd was Fair Glean, 41. Mm-hmm. And 1st, Pillow Fight, 44, but RIP.
Wow, it was a bit of a rough week for the Irons. All right. Okay, so Bloods, let's have a look. We've only got 5 Bloods this week. We have got Darius at level 16. Number 4 this week is Izai 5 at 29. Number 3 is Hunter Taco at level 30. Good to see Taco there. Number 2 this week is Crap at 34. And number 1 this week is Troll Your Soul at level 57. All right. What do we got next? Pacifists.
So we have 3 pacifists this week. 3rd was Lake Blooms at 26. 2nd, Stealthy Sill at 29. And 1st was either Red Oxy or Redoxy at 38.
Okay.
Excellent. All right.
Tins. We actually had 2 this week. We had Hunta's Munta at 33 and Hunta Bunta at 37.
Mm-hmm.
And greens this week, we had 4. So we have Hunta Green at 20. Next, 30, but lost to the Nether. Grin Green was second with at 34, but RIP. And first was Meanie Beanie, and they hit level 60, becoming our sixth Shadowland Green Man champion.
Nice. All right. Working Man, we had two this week. We've got Plab at level 19. And number one is Soul Blister at 57. All right. Well, commiserations. It was a bit of a rough week this week, guys. But commiserations to everyone that we lost this week. And well done. It's nice to see all the challenges being represented out there. People are busy leveling, which is great. All right, where's my little bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat!
Okay, all right. You've got a little joke for us. What have we got?
I did. I managed to find one. So What do you call an alligator in a vest?
I don't know.
An investigator.
Of course. Of course. It's a bit like a dad's joke. It sounds to me that should be a dad's joke.
It might have been off one of those lists. I don't know. I just found something when I Googled. I was like, oh, this will work.
Nice. All right. I found one. You went with alligators. I found another animal one. How do you make an octopus laugh?
How?
With tentacles.
That was cute.
I was like, that's so cute. All right, Tiber, we have got Solon joke of the week. My boss calls me the computer. Nothing to do with my intelligence. I go to sleep if left unattended for 15 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
I have not heard that before.
That was good. That was good. I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you, Tiber. That's a great one. All right. Okay. Nisi, you want to take the YouTube? Yes. I'm going to cough. I'm just going to mute and cough. Yeah, so
it's okay. Go ahead. We actually had a comment on last week's show on YouTube. The shows are archived over there in case you guys missed one. So don't forget to check that out. So this is from Q Extreme. They left us a couple of comments on last week's show, and they say that they are Pillow Fight, the Iron Man, and they will not give up. They keep learning where not to go, which, you know, that's how you have to do it. And congratulations, and we applaud your perseverance. And they also say that Beanie is in their guild, and the Bean name, the bean part of their name is references to cat toes as beans, and they love their cats.
It's very cute. That's very cute. So thank you for some clarification about that.
Yes,
that's...
we love the clarifications because we're like, is this like beans that you eat? Somebody really loves beans, but no, the cat toe beans does make sense.
Which is super cute. I love it. So thank you very much for leaving those comments because it appreciates. We have many times looked at people's names over the years, and you guys come up with some amazing names, but it's lovely to always hear a little bit of the backstory as to, you know, in particular, if you pick something and then you use all that for all your tunes. Like, I'm Iron Leiter, Blood Leiter. Like, that's everything pertains to my challenge tunes being that. It is very, very rarely I would pick a different name, very rarely nowadays. Though I did do something different, and I did change my pet name that was not a coffee name the other day, and I can't remember who said, somebody said to me, wasn't my husband, I was like, you didn't call your pet a coffee name, and I went, yeah, I know. I know. I said, you know, sometimes I mix it up. So yeah, we do Yes, Chris, we do love stories. So thank you very, very much for sending that through. We do appreciate that. All right. Well, was there anything else from the chat room? Nisi, I need to cough again. Can you have a quick look?
No problem. Apologies. Let me scroll through.
Sorry about that, guys. The bronchitis is not fantastic. Do not recommend. Yeah, but other than that, thanks. Anything to report on?
Mrs. Rockguru said that she just tested that you can run from the Horde base in Ashram around the island to Frostfire Ridge to set up your garrison without having to head through the dark portal. It took my DK about 25 minutes in all.
That's a long run, but okay, it's doable. Cool. That's good to know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks for that. All right. Well, if that's all that we've got, again, thank you guys. Thanks for that. We might wrap it up with our Iron Elite. If you want to start on that for me.
Sure, no problem. So we would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. If you would like to find out more about how you become an Iron Elite, please check out the supporters menu on the website at wildchallenges.com. So, we would like to thank Aleandros, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright, 001, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wenima, and Zaya.
I love the fact that you messed up on your husband's name. That's fantastic.
I know.
I do that with mine all the time.
That's zero, man.
I get it. I understand. It's completely understand that one. All right. So, again, to the wonderful bunch of people that we have working tirelessly behind the scenes to help sort all of these things and make my life so much easier. Huge thank you to these amazing people. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Stir. Thanks, guys. Like, again, you make my life so much better. And considering I've been sick for 2 weeks, and pretty much sleeping in bed up until a couple of days ago, it's good to know that you guys are able to, you know, look after things and I don't have to stress about it. So thank you so much for that. Also to our wonderful code wardens, Zaya, Rudd, Nap, for doing the things that you do, constantly checking things out. I think he's always delving into stuff, which is wonderful. And I do send him, you know, like little, can we maybe do this? So, yeah, so he's open to things, which is wonderful, but they do an amazing job. So thank you guys for sorting all of the fun things. And just know, Dragonflight's coming. There's going to be
We love you guys.
We heart you so much.
Maybe we can get you a fruit basket.
Maybe. Yes. And again, to everyone here that's been hanging out today, thanks, guys, for giving of your time to just come and listen to Nisi and I bitch about the UI. Well, we didn't really. But that will be a whole
that show's coming
separate. Yes, that will be. But we will break it down because, as Chris mentioned, you guys, you are not prepared for the UI.
No, you're not.
So thank you for hanging out. Thank you to those that might be listening at home on the podcast. Thank you. Thanks, guys. All right. Like I said, no show next week. I'm having a week off. Because life and all those fun things. So I will be back Saturday, the 1st of October at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we'll have Azzy. Azzy will be here. So we're going to catch up with him. We're going to find out how he's doing, what he's been up to, talk about the contest, find out all the things. Because as we know, Azzy would have put in 200 levels. I think over, didn't we say over 200 levels just on the contest tunes alone?
I think so. Because, that was an amazing show.
Yeah. So
just... talk about perseverance there.
Yes. And so we're going to have a catch up with him and find out what he was doing, what he's, you know, what he's been up to, what he's doing at the moment, whether he's having a break or if he's still busy leveling. I'm not sure. Maybe he's...
I'm not sure either. He might be recovering.
He might be. But again, congratulations to Azzy, because he did win our Hunter contest, our Iron Man Hunter contest, which finished last week, which was amazing. He did wonderful. So it'll be great to catch up with him. All right. Nisi, thank you for joining me today.
Appreciate that.
Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you?
All right. So you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. Most of the time, it's probably the fastest way to get a hold of me. And that is Nisi, #4863. You can also email me at nisibgn@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube as NisiBGN. Twitter is at NisiBGN. And I also have a shop website thing on Etsy as NisiPaints.
Nice. Excellent. We'll have all the information there. Don't forget, you can find the website, which is wildchallenges.com. All of the socials. That is now the term. All of the socials are on the website. So if you want to find where we all are, pop over there. Don't forget, you can also download via places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. And again, if you're interested or if you get into beta, if you want to do some PTR testing, any of that, if you've got some questions, if you've got some jokes, puns, if you just want to say hi, send me an email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. Somebody, I think I said that one time ages ago, and someone did send me an email that said hi. I can't remember who did that, but someone did that. So Dave says, you can find me at home. Good one, Dave. Appreciate that
too.
Yes. Where you can find me, all of the things. The easiest thing is check out, I've got a link tree with all my socials, as well as I've linked in the WoW Challenges stuff there. But, you know, Discord, Twitter, all of the stuff. Anyway, we'll put that in the links. You can find me. Pretty much Lita WoW is the majority of where I am, and that's LETETA for Lita, and then WoW. All right, well, on that note, again, chat room, thank you for hanging out with us, do appreciate that. Last lot of thank yous will be to Russ, of course. How cute are those designs? Just love them.
He worked really hard on them. They were bouncing back and forth and nixing ideas and rebrainstorming them for a little while.
Just love them. Also, don't forget the designs for the Twitch, what do we call them? Emotes?
Yes.
Again, that's all Russ. Like, he's so talented. I'm so very thankful between him and my husband. Like, we're just... the things that they can just whip up. It feels like to me. They just, you know, amazing. So again, to huge thank you to Mr. Bright01. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. No spaces. But he also did our wonderful intro. If you guys don't realize, that's Russ's work with a bit of Nisi. on there. So so we do appreciate him for doing that. And as well, again, it's, you know, the amount of talent that we have in our community is wonderful. You guys continually amaze me. But also, to my husband, who's still asleep, yep. a big thank you to him for helping me out, not only with the outro, but he is my banner man. That can be his new title. Don't tell him. He's my banner man for sorting out banners for things like the contest. So he can just make them so fast.
He's going to pop into Discord and find himself under a new classification as banner man.
Banner man. It's like a superhero, you know, like between him and Ross.
His cape is a banner hanging off of him.
Yeah. And Ross could be, okay, going down a whole different tangent now, but Ross would be... my, what would we call him? He's our, what did you call it? Digital design man. He's,
there you go.
He's the DDM, being digital design man, and, executes the BM, the banner man. Okay, the drugs might be wearing off from me being sick. That's probably it, guys.
Let's get anyway. You off of here and get some more medication in you.
I probably need that. Anyway, again, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. Please have a wonderful week. Please take care. Stay safe wherever you are, both in and out of game. And we will catch you. Don't forget, not here next week. Having a week off. We will be back on the 1st of October chatting with Azzy. Very excited to catch up with him. And Nisi, you'll be with me then too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We'll both be back. We'll both get a vacation next week.
Yes. Yay. All right, guys. And again, Nisi, thank you for today. But everyone,
you're welcome.
Have a wonderful week. We will catch you in 2 weeks' time. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.